And Kyle Hadley, Todd Barber, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to have you all. I'm sure you all could come up with some better lines this morning.
Oh, that was a really good one,
Todd. Well, welcome. We've got Barn Lot Theater in the studio this morning because you all have something pretty special coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. Is that right?
We open 1 week from tomorrow.
Okay, so. 1 week from tomorrow. Very good.
A little nervous.
Arsenic and Old Lace. Now, Todd, why are you nervous? You've done this for a little while.
I only have 186 queue lines.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand. I'd be a little nervous, too.
And then you got all the blocking with that as well.
I understand. Yeah, I love the shirts. You all have the shirts on. We can't show them over radio, but we'll take a picture and put them on Facebook here in a moment and let people see that. But classic. Kyle, this is an older play that was turned into a movie at one time, right?
Most people probably remember seeing the black and white movie from the 40s. If not, there were made for TV movies over the years through the 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
There was a big Broadway revival in the late 90s with Gene Stapleton. So
it's been around a while.
It has. You know, a lot of community theaters do it. I know in our area, Barn Lot, we did it our first season back in 80, and they've done it a few times in the 90s, as late as 2003. I know our friends here at Far Off Broadway did it a few years ago for the second or third time. So it's a popular show.
Definitely. Definitely. And the play always gets a good crowd excited because it's just one of those stories that's quite entertaining.
It is. You know, it's a dark comedy, but it's so surprising. You know, the two little old sweet ladies with the dark secret buried in the basement. And then you've got all these crazy characters. You've got like John Botts. He plays Mortimer, so he's so energetic. He's running around climbing on furniture and slamming doors.
Now John does that on a regular day. Yes. He doesn't have to be in a role there.
And then Todd here is so evil and menacing and scary.
John's my brother.
Now I love that voice. You're taking on your character right now, right, Todd?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I changed voices actually throughout the play.
Tell me about your character for the most part.
I'm kind of mysterious. Always trying to devise a way to kill.
Oh, my goodness. So,
even my own brother.
It has some surprising twist from the movie, doesn't it? The play is just a little bit different, right?
It is. Everything happens in the living room of the house, so all of those extra scenes in the movie are just kind of what I like to call filler. It really doesn't help the storyline. But, yeah, it's just great. You know, there's another brother who thinks he's Teddy Roosevelt, and he plays the trumpet in this, and there's a bunch of bumbling cops that come in and try to save the day and make things worse. And there's Dr. Einstein who changes Jonathan's face.
Yes.
So you've got all these great characters. There's Elaine, the love interest, who is just recently got engaged to Mortimer, but he's got caught up in this craziness, so he constantly forgets that he's getting married. So,
well, a lot of craziness to be had, that's for sure. Barn Lot Theater, you all have been open for how long?
This season is our 46th season.
46th. Wow. I knew it had been a while. So a fixture of the community for sure.
You know, we started out in the barn lot at Mark Park in the dirt in front of a building called the Staple. And then they built the outdoor stage. And then in the 90s, we moved into our current building.
Yeah. It's going strong. And you all do a great job over there. And I know everybody will be looking forward to seeing Arsenic and Old Lace. How do we get tickets?
So we have 11 performances that run February 19th, and we close Sunday, March the 1st. Our performance schedule is Thursday through Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings at 7. We have matinees on Sunday and Saturday. And we also have a midweek show on that Tuesday the 24th for our people that the weekends may not work out. But if you're interested in tickets, go online to barnlot.org. You can purchase tickets 24/7. If you need a little help purchasing tickets or have questions, our box office is open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. If you need a call outside of those, just leave a message. But we can help you get tickets. Our number is 432-BARN. That's 432-2276.
Okay. Well, you all stay busy all year long because you have shows after shows that you plan.
Every 6 weeks.
So you're probably planning one already. Are you letting the cat out of the bag by chance?
Well, you know,
we have...
We've just cast our next show, which is Miss Magnolia Pageant. It's one of the four old broad shows. The read-through is the 23rd, so we're going to have two plays in rehearsal. As soon as this wraps up, we have auditions for Still Magnolias.
And okay,
then a couple
wonderful.
Weeks after that, we have auditions for Harvey. So,
okay.
And all this information is on our website.
Oh, wonderful.
And then you check us out on Facebook. We post it there, of course. If you can't find the information, give us a call, and we can get it for you.